never understand that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try and pray, all I get is hurt and these four words. Thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. He's in control. I know you're good, but this just don't feel good right now. And I know you think, yes, God, of things I could never think about. Well, it's hard to count on joy, distracted by the noise, trying to make sense of all of your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop. Remember that you're God and I am not so.
Yeah.
What?
Worry about not hearing him when he says something because I'm too worried.
We'll just cast that care too. Yeah. All right. Be filled with lust for the things of God. All right? For spiritual things, for spiritual gifts or abilities which can be used not to build myself up, but to help others.
Yeah.
Amen.
Love others.
Kingdom. Amen.
You're going to be lustful, but in the right direction. Be zealous in that direction, all right?
Yeah.
Go after you. If you're filled with the love of God, you don't have room for a lot of other stuff, do you?
Right now.
All right? Humble yourself. Talking about pride. Humble yourself by seeing yourself as God sees you.
Yeah.
which means I have to get inside God's head in order to be able to see the way he sees, which means I have to have the mind of Christ, and we have the mind of Christ. Remember the verse? Which means I have to renew my mind in prayer and meditation on God's word. Greed will be rooted out when I realize that God, who gave up his own son for me, will also give me all things with him. Right?
Whoa, that's freely given.
Romans 8:32, right?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Unforgiveness can be rooted out by realizing how much God has forgiven me.
Jesus.
Meditating on that until it becomes real to me. Mm. And then reminding myself, if I don't forgive, God will not forgive me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Would you keep forgiveness that meant you'd go to hell? God doesn't forgive you, where you go?
No idea.
Well, what about bitterness and anger?
Yeah.
Right? So, anyway, I wanted to kind of go through these to see how do you handle this stuff? Do you focus on this stuff too much? No, but when it crops up, like weeds will crop up in a garden.
Jesus.
You remember the weeds?
Mm-hmm.
The weeds will crop up in your garden. And when they crop up, okay, there's a way to handle them. You don't ignore them. You don't let them grow. You don't let them go to seed and become a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't let them get a root of bitterness. Get a strong root.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take those weeds, you want to deal with them God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of these things.
Get rid of them.
So you can focus on the good things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can focus on the good things. That's what we want to do, right?
Yeah.
What happens when you're in those situations and you can't see them yourself? You probably experiencing a lot of that, but then you don't see it yourself. You don't see the weeds. You don't see that bad crop.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Anybody want to answer that? What happens if you don't see the weeds? What if you've got a problem, but you don't realize it's a problem? Now, someone who's got bitterness, I mean, she's talking right to him. Because if you're in bitterness, you often don't see that you're in bitterness. Everybody around you sees that you're in bitterness, okay?
You feel like you deserve to be there.
Yeah, exactly. But you can apply to any of these, pride, anything, right? So what do you do if you don't see it? What if you don't see it?
Ask God to reveal it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two ways to handle it. Who now?
Ask God to reveal it to you, what you don't know.
But you know, reveal to me what I don't know. Mm-hmm. What did David say about my unknown sins?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cleanse me from my unknown sins.
Yeah.
I know I got sins I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. How do you know you got sins you don't know about? You see, the problem is, let's see. I tell you, there's two ways this can happen. One is, you can train yourself to listen to those trusted spiritual people around you. Right? So when Thurston comes to me and say, Ray, you got a problem with blank. Okay? I can look at him and say, instead of saying, Thurston, go fly a kite. Man, I'm good. I'm good, man. Go fly a kite. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm good. I'll say, ooh. If Thurston's seeing this, he's speaking to me about it, I might better check on this. I might better get in my prayer closet and spend some time with God on this.
Usually that don't happen, though. Usually the very first thing up there on your list is unforgiveness that controls all the rest of it. And then you don't forgive that person no more. Bitterness sets up. Then all of a sudden you start caring, all the false care and stuff. I mean, just the stacks
like
up.
Like dominoes.
Unforgiveness is the root of it all.
Yeah. So another way to do it, though, Mary, is really seek after God. You really, really seeking after God.
Mm-hmm.
You say, when was the last time I really spent a long time with God? When's the last time I just went off by myself and spent 2 days or 3 days with God?
Mm.
Or a whole day, even.
Jesus.
You know? When you do, do you spend this time with God? You really focus in and you say, really, I want your heart, God. I want your heart. Mm-hmm. God will start opening stuff up to you.
That's true.
God will start opening stuff up to you.
That is so true.
I went on a fast to find out something from God that I needed to know. He showed me all kinds of things I didn't know I knew. I got to deal with this first, you know. I had a whole bunch of things I had to deal with before I got to my answer, you know. Mm-hmm. And he will do that.
Okay. You know, David was that way. God sent a prophet to him to tell him a certain situation. The prophet had to be very careful how he told David, because David was king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And David said, that man that did that, we going to kill him. I mean, you know, he was about to kill that man, you know. And then the prophet said, David, you're that man.
Uh-huh. And then he starts.
And he said, oh, God, give me some hips and do this for a man, do that for a man. When he found out that he was that man.
Amen. I'm glad you said that. That was a really good illustration, because it leads right into what I'm going to be teaching next time.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I used to, when I was listening to Charles Capps, I came up with a confession. I said, everything that's not like God's got to go. And I started losing my appetite for things that, you know, certain movies, whatever, things that really don't matter. You lose your appetite for it.
Yeah.
You can kill something by with your words. Even the foods I eat, I said, I'm getting older now, I better cut back on sugar. And I said, I'm going to make it easy. I said, I started confessing that I would crave what I need the most. Mm-hmm. And then you start losing your taste for stuff that you really don't need. It works.
Amen.
Like Jesus speaking to the fig tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can kill what shouldn't be with your words.
That is so true. Out of town.
You're not going to always know it, but you start falling off.
Yeah. All right, so let's kind of remember to focus on the good things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when those weeds pop up,
yeah,
take care of them while they're young, okay? Mm-hmm. If you possibly can. So pray for us, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Say the blessing.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for always showing us, Lord, your word.
Yes.
Father, for always opening up our hearts, Lord, because, Lord, we have to have correction, God, at all times, Father. And I thank you like a loving Father, Lord, always correcting us, Lord, because, Lord, that shows us all the time, Lord, how much you love us. Father, bless this food, Lord, for our body. And thank you, Lord, for the fellowship, Lord, we're about to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.